came during last night's game at Oracle Park.
We now ask that you join us in observing a moment of silence for the baby bull, number 30, Orlando Cepeda.
Cepeda was a prolific power hitter, one of baseball's first Puerto Rican superstars, and the second elected to the Hall of Fame. His best years were with the Giants, the Cardinals, and the Red Sox, where he was one of baseball's first designated hitters. Orlando Cepeda was 86. Last night's NHL draft had the San Jose Sharks with the first pick. Boston University center Macklin Celebrini says he's excited to be part of the Sharks' rebuild.
You kind of get to build a group. They have a young core that's very special, and I feel like they're moving in the right directions and they're building the right way. So I'm super excited to join the organization. I can't wait to see where we go.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
News, I'm Terry Bell. Top line indicators show the economy is doing well, even if some Americans are feeling pessimistic. Mike Mohn spoke with a public union leader who credits federal policy for better times.
John Havlicek has been teaching in the class for a quarter century. Havlicek, also a union leader, says he's seen how the Biden administration's efforts on student loan forgiveness are having a positive impact on his colleagues. One way is through home ownership, which he says is out of reach for many in the field.
That's just not conducive to getting the best and the brightest into our classrooms. So the student loan forgiveness then is a huge deal because that's $200, $300, $400, $500 a month would be freed up for folks to spend elsewhere on something like a house.
He wants policymakers to get even more creative, suggesting a federal match to get states to boost education spending. Havlicek says new federal investments in infrastructure and clean energy have helped local universities and hospitals expand. Havlicek says jobs tied to public works projects in his area are strengthening public unions after Wisconsin Republicans have tried to weaken them in recent decades. That includes the repeal of state prevailing wage laws. He says workers now are benefiting from labor standards and training included in policies like the Inflation Reduction Act.
These are high-paying jobs, and when we couple that with the technical college, these folks can get their training and they can raise families. They then, you know, buy their groceries. They go out for dinner.
Havlicek says it's important to have these new career pathways as La Crosse's population becomes more diverse. La Crosse has seen a nearly 70% increase in Latino residents since 2010. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this morning and again this afternoon. We'll have mostly sunny skies in between with a high of 85. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 55. Sunny for Sunday with a high near 71. Mostly sunny Monday, 73.
Currently 66 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for the Trump immunity ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll find out if Joe Biden's got SEAL Team 6 on speed dial.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
June 29th, 2024. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the WAUK studios in downtown, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And this morning's guest definitely do honor to that suffragette heritage, and we'll get to them in a second. But here's my agenda for today. I have a new segment I'll be introducing to the show called Acting Locally, Thinking Globally. And it all started this week with some shrimp and some things going on in India that relate back here to Waukesha. Second, we're going to reintroduce or bring back the Carol Minute. We got some exciting news about a member of the women's basketball team. And if there is a favorite child in Waukesha athletics, you got to give props to Carroll University's women's basketball team. We'll talk more about that later. Local news, including some small business bullying that's left a really bad taste in my mouth, and it should in yours. We can do better, and so we're going to spend some time on that. And again, one of our guests, a business owner for over 40 years, I think could speak to that as well. We should be getting a farmer's market report. I don't know who's manning that. Oh, awesome. We've got Jane Matineer, one of the icons of Milwaukee area radio, whose show Matineer on Air airs every morning, Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 with Waukesha's own Greg Bach. In a guest or a co-host or assistant host capacity. And speaking of co-hosts and assistant hosts, I'm also joined by my good friend, Johnny Watermelon, who's also a very good friend of our first chair, if you will, among the guests. And yes, so a week ago, you may recall some big news. A week ago last Friday, and it was announced in the news, a big conviction on a sexual assault that took place here in downtown Waukesha involving this morning's guest, Stephanie Olson. And this young man was sentenced to 50 years for this attack. And the judge even said, I hope you die in prison. I shouldn't laugh, but I think he echoed a lot of people's sentiments, especially given the fact that a lot of people aren't brought, a lot of victims and the assailants aren't given the adequate justice here in our society. So we're honored to have Stephanie Olson of Alterations Unlimited. Did I get the store name right, Stephanie?
Yes.
Fantastic. And how are you this morning?
I'm great.
You are great. And also, Stephanie is joined by one of our downtown alders, one of my favorites, Alicia Halbin-Slabin. Alicia, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. And this has got to be like your fourth or fifth tour of duty here on Twi-Dubs, huh?
I think it's at least the fifth, yeah.
Yeah. So we're glad that you're here, and we're glad for your enthusiasm and your experience and all that you do for the city. I know Stephanie, or when I was meeting with Stephanie at her shop last Wednesday. She had a really nice accolade for you. Stephanie, go ahead. Tell us real quick.
I've been at my shop where I am now for 30 years, and I was asking for a sign out in front of my shop for 28 years by a different...
What kind of sign?
A parking sign.
Okay.
And I was asking the other alderman that was in our district for 28 years to get a sign out there for parking, because people were parking out there for an hour, 2 hours to go to the Social Security office, which was in a different location. It wasn't right across the street. And he kept putting me off and putting me off until he passed away, and I didn't do it. But anyway.
That's one way to get out of a stressful situation. Huh?
Right. And
I shouldn't joke.
It wasn't funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, Alicia became the alderwoman, and I asked her one time if she could look into it, and it took her 28 days, which I know, yeah. Unbelievable, and to get that sign, and I couldn't believe it. It was great, and it was a loading zone, 15-minute parking, and it's been great. It helped my business so much because people could, you know, come park, get their things, leave. And it's the only parking place I have for my business.
And that's how city government should work.
Yeah. Oh,
and there was
great.
Deliberate speed and cooperation and, you know, nothing to do with patronage or anything like that. Just good service.
Exactly.
That a local business owner, that a local citizen should expect.
Yeah.
I will add, too, we didn't fundamentally change anything about the way that space was meant to be used. It was always meant to be a short-term parking space. But right. The signage wasn't as obvious. So there were people who were using the Social Security sure. office or other things. So we just updated the signage. That was all that was needed. It was pretty simple fix.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Hey, and speaking of obvious, I made an obvious mistake in not introducing my man on the boards here, the mighty Max Martinson. And Max has finally got the StreamYard link here. I saw it. So I just got to click on that. Whoops, hang on. Which one do I click on? Let's see here. Either one of these is fine, right? Oh, the lower one? Okay, thank you. So that way you can see my face for radio on the StreamYard on Facebook. So I've got a hat on, so I'm covering my bald head. So yeah, you know, I think I'm looking okay. So bear with me while we make these technical fixes. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And thanks, Max, for taking care of that. The mighty Max Martinson. Glad to have you on the show. So returning to our guest of honor, Stephanie, as you know, as many of us know, when someone is assaulted, as you were, and you could say especially a woman, that a lot of times they don't come forward because of fear or guilt or the perception that's placed upon them. And some of those emotions had to be running through your mind in your response to what had happened, correct? This took place in February 2023, by the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Almost a year and a half ago.
Sure.
Right when he came in, I just didn't know. It was after hours, and he had come in and asked for money, and I said no. And then he came back and asked for to use my phone, and I said okay, because he had just gotten out of jail. That should have been a red flag, and I let him use it. But he was so cowardly. He waited till I turned my back and jumped on me, and then of course I was afraid, but he kept threatening me, and all this was going through my head, you know, what could happen. So the act happened, but then he stayed a half hour afterwards, but it was a good thing. I don't know if he was short on friends or what, but he wanted to do a Q&A with me. So
this was after the attack, right?
Right.
Yeah,
so,
Marie, tell me. Okay.
But yeah, but it was a good thing because I got a good description of him. And he told me some things that I just was, you know, adding up in my head, and descriptions, looking at everything he touched. But anyway, it took away all that, those things I was thinking about took away from the fear. But all the time I was thinking, I'm going to go to the police, go to the hospital, go to the hospital, go to the police. I never doubted I was going to do that. And when going through court, I'm going ahead of myself, but
that's okay.
They were telling me that how odd it was that stranger rapes are very seldomly reported. And I thought, why is that? And then I thought, well, I guess you, well, of course, you, who would you say did it if you don't know who it was? And that, you know, when people know they're rapists, that's even rarer, because who's going to believe you if it's somebody you know?
Right.
But I tell people, you have to go. You have to go to the police. You have to go to the hospital, because otherwise these little creeps are going to get away with it again and again and again. So I never hesitated to go. I wouldn't even think of it. I wouldn't tell anybody not to go.
So. Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, because I'd been told, and correct me if I'm wrong, when they were doing the vetting the jurors, that whole process that happens before the trial, that the many that were excused were either victims of a sexual assault themselves or knew somebody close to them. And in just about all those cases, well, it was either they didn't come forward or they did, and there was very little response from the local authorities. And that was not, I mean, I'm not talking about Waukesha, just wherever these people live in Milwaukee or Waukesha County or wherever, you know, wherever the pool was, that right. they weren't really satisfied with the response or the support. But that was not the case with you in terms of how the police responded here in Waukesha, right?
Oh, right. The police were great. The police, Captain Bauman.
Dan Bauman.
Yeah. And the hospital, Waukesha Memorial, Freighter, the police really took care of me. The detectives, they were amazing. I mean, they didn't hesitate. And I just gave them the description. Everything was so consistent. They stayed with me. This happened at 7 o'clock at night. They stayed with me till 3 o'clock in the morning. Wow. They came with pictures at 6 o'clock in the morning. They caught him by 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So in Milwaukee.
Sure.
Yeah. So it ran so smoothly.
And but, didn't he have like the same shirt on or something like that, or same jacket that he had when he assaulted you or something like that? That was just a dead giveaway.
Well, what happened was he was arrested in January with this outfit on. And then when you get arrested, they take the clothes and you stay in jail. They give you the clothes back. When he came in my shop, it was a day before he did this. He got out of jail. He had those clothes on.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
And so he denied it because he took the shirt off when they caught him. He had the shirt on underneath that. He threw that shirt away.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but the policewoman that pulled him off the bus in January had a video of him getting off the bus in that outfit.
Wow.
So, you know, he pretty much hung himself.
Well, that was the other thing. And I know this conversation will continue, and that's when we have more time to talk about it, is that they had also found in a bag that he had or a backpack, there was a list. And it was like 20 categories of women that he was looking to assault sexually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk more about that, as well as we are going to be acting locally, thinking globally, and the Carol Minute. And I also, in the next, we'll also be announcing, I have another special guest, another woman of courage like Stephanie and like Alicia, who will be joining me next week. And so this is the first leg in her vindication tour, the first media outlet that will be talking to her. So looking forward to making that special announcement here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM. We are taking your calls on the Civic Media app. So if you don't have it downloaded already, it's super easy. You can take it anywhere you go. And This Week in Waukesha continues.
The Shaw, WAUK.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 101.1 FM, 540 AM, and the Civic Media app. And if you're traveling, like, say, down to Chicagoland or even northern Indiana, you tune into 540 AM. It has such a strong reception. It follows you just about everywhere. If you're in Waukesha, listen to 101.1 FM because the sound is so much clearer. And it's lovely. But your best case scenario is the Civic Media app. Because then you don't need to be in your car. You don't need to. I know most of us don't have radios in our kitchens anymore or living rooms. And download the Civic Media app. And we are taking your calls from the app. And one thing I forgot to mention, too, is well, obviously this is very sensitive material talking about what Stephanie had endured. And so if you do have small children in the room or wherever, you know, this is just kind of a precaution. But I think we're kind of past talking about the actual event, right? We're talking more about how you handled it and how you plan on being an advocate for other victims.
Yes.
And and then you just talk closer to the mic. Sorry. So project that loud, lovely voice of yours. But real quick, I want to get into acting locally, thinking globally. So if I seem kind of punch drunk, and I'm not drunk, but it may seem like it, the last two nights, starting at like 10 o'clock, I was a virtual host for a trade event in Chennai, India, 10 and a half hours ahead of us, called Shrimp Summit 2024. It is the second annual offering of the Center for Responsible Seafood, TCRS, whose mission is to promote sustainable seafood practices throughout the world. And for a number of reasons, there's an abundance of seafood that can make a profound difference for a lot of communities around the world. And even here locally, it's a great way to develop local economies. And now that we have Lake Michigan water in Waukesha, I would love to see some entrepreneurs or other people with experience in fisheries explore aquaculture opportunities here. Again, and we know fish and seafood is a fantastic source, a healthy, probably the healthiest of proteins, if you will, among the flesh proteins. And it's a wonderful mission worldwide. And it was a lot of fun because I was connecting with, there were like over 500 delegates in about just over 300 were virtual, which again, for this niche kind of offering for a fairly young trade organization, that's a very impressive turnout. So I got to connect with a lot of passionate professionals, people that are generations old, you know, like in artisanal and aquaculture fisheries. And the majority of the seafood and shrimp comes from Asia. And so these are gigantic. These are big economies in these countries, and they're very basic to these economies. But again, here in the U.S., regionally and locally, I think we just barely scratch the surface when it comes to aquaculture. When I used to run restaurants in Chicago, we would get catfish and rainbow trout, beautiful fish, delicious fish that was farm-raised in Idaho. And so I encourage people to learn more about aquaculture. It used to have kind of a bad name, but they've improved their practices so much in terms of sustainability that it really is a great option. And again, now that we're using Great Lakes water that we're cleaning and we're sending it back cleaner than we got it, and with some of the empty warehouse space we have, it would be neat to see Waukesha become part of a global seafood movement where we're basically making a healthier planet with healthier humans. So that is my opening segment of acting globally, thinking locally, acting locally, thinking globally. But hey, you know, really both things. And when I was working, and thanks for the claps, Maxie, but when I was working in Dublin, Ireland, my ancestral homeland, I would tell people that I live in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and they would say, oh yeah, well, Les Paul, that's so cool. Can you bring me something back that's, you know, a Les Paul, like a postcard or some little knickknack? And I was glad to do it. And I think that's another opportunity with the Les Paul heritage, here to really put Waukesha on the world map. One of my visions is to have a Guitar Town festival akin to the Willie Clancy Festival in my grandmother's hometown in Ireland that draws people from all over the world that are passionate about traditional Irish music. I believe we could have a Guitar Town, Les Paul Guitar Town Festival here in Waukesha that would draw people from all over the world that are passionate about different genres of guitar playing. And, you know, not just rock and roll, and I love rock and roll, but there's classical, there's all different, you know, jazz, all different, blues, of course, all different types of guitar genres. And we could really have some fun with that, too. And I'm gaining some interest, slowly but surely, but that's kind of my little pipe dream for Waukesha. So, but returning to my guest, and Alicia Halbenslaven, you know, we've only given you a chance to talk once, but you know, you were obviously the downtown alder when this happened. Like, how did you react when you first heard the news about Stephanie?
I mean, I think the first reaction anyone would have is shock. Right, downtown is a relatively safe place, right? I walk around downtown without thinking a second thought. You know, I've lived in a variety of places, and I don't think I've ever felt safer than when I have lived in Waukesha. So to have something. And not just something that was so insane, right? But that it was random too, right? That it was a stranger, that it wasn't somebody that someone knew. That doesn't make it, you know, better or worse. It's just, it seems so shocking. And so, yeah, I was definitely shocked. But then I was, I don't want to say happy, but I was encouraged by the fact that we did apprehend him so quickly. By the time that I had heard about it, because it did happen, you know, in the evening, by the time I had heard about it, they had already apprehended this gentleman. So thankfully, you know, there was such a great police response, and I was encouraged to know that the police that I know here in Waukesha acted exactly the way that I would expect them to.
They kicked butt.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that our police department does such a great job on so many levels, and this is just further evidence of their capabilities and how great they can be.
Well said. Well said. Thanks for that, Alicia. And how are we doing on time here, Max? Okay, so 2 minutes. So we started, you know, talking about like what's next. And by the way, when I met with Stephanie at her shop, where it all happened, and she was very unfazed. I mean, I shouldn't say, but she just very, she does not fear anything or anyone. She's just, it's formidable. Is that a good way to describe you? I'd be just, or even fearless? Tenacious, as Johnny says. Yeah,
tenacious
D.
Well, I can't allow that. I can't let that person take over my life. I'm not going to allow it.
Sure. And you've also you and you're public about this. You also sought the help that you need in terms of the healing. Correct? Is that safe to say?
Oh yes, yeah, definitely. So,
And that's another people, whether they go to the authorities or not, they keep this inside.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's got a damaging effect, I would think.
Well, and excuse me for interrupting, but I didn't in the beginning go for therapy, and my stepmom works for me at my shop, and after about a month, she said, you know, maybe you should go for some therapy, and I said, for what? And she said, well, you have a little anger. I said, what do you mean by that? Anyway, so I did seek some help, and I have a great therapist. She's great. So after I won the case, I went back to her and I said, I'm fixed. I don't need to see you anymore. You know, I feel great. And she said, I don't know. I think you need more help. Maybe not even for this. You just need help. And but I told her, well, at least you can take your hand off the doorknob and take your running shoes off. And but I'm going to keep going to see her because this might be an ongoing thing that I need help, and I will. But
okay, yeah. We're going to continue this conversation with Stephanie Olson, including especially the healing process here in This Week in Waukesha. Mm-hmm. And we're taking your calls on the Civic Media app. So download it if you haven't already.
The world is waiting for the sunrise. Every little rosebud is covered.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Biden campaign says forget about him dropping out of the race. Here's correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The Biden team concedes the president faltered, but they insist that Trump did himself no favors either. They say there are no conversations here at the White House or at the campaign about Biden bowing out, and they say he has every intention of appearing at the second and final presidential debate on September 10th.
Boeing Starliner crewmates Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams won't be leaving the International Space Station anytime soon. CBS's Bill Harwood says engineers are still studying problems with their spacecraft.
NASA says there's no hurry to bring the Starliner down, and it only makes sense to collect as much data as possible before they leave the station.
Boston University's Macklin Celebrini has a pretty good first job after just 1 year of college. The NHL San Jose Sharks have made him their top draft pick.
Super excited to get drafted by the Sharks and can't wait to get going.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A tale of two cities.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2 here at AmFam Field Friday night. Are the Cubs batters simply playing too much under pressure? Manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something we've been doing really. So their bullpen did a good job getting swing and miss.
At $213 million, the Cubs have the ninth highest payroll this year in baseball. While at $105 million, the Brewers rank 23rd. And yet, Milwaukee's in first place, the Cubs in last. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's encouraging that guys are just, you know, they're hungry. That's the best way I can say it. You know, they're hungry. They love playing. They love the game. They're always helping each other. We're not perfect. I mean, we're not great, but, you know, to see them help each other and see them be excited for Churio, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. As a coach, it's a beautiful thing. It gives you hope that there is still that teammate concept in baseball, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WAUK weather is sponsored by Planet X in Brookfield, stocked with the freshest cigars at the best prices, 173rd and West Blue Mound Road.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this morning and again this afternoon. We'll have mostly sunny skies in between with a high of 85. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 55. Sunny for Sunday with a high near 71. Mostly sunny Monday, 73.
Currently 66 degrees.
Introducing Brookfield's newest cigar and vape shop, Planet X. They have endless options with their wide variety of products. Experience luxury in their expansive cigar room, stocked with only the freshest cigars. And the best part? Planet X offers the cheapest prices in Brookfield. Open to serve you Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until midnight, and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Come in today for cigars, vapes, and much more at Planet X.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit weikert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, it's Motown Monday, and I'll be joined by South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Hallelujah.
you remember this song, Stephanie? Put those phones on. I can tell my sister about the flowers in her eyes on the road to Shambhala. I can tell my brother. I'm the youngest in a big family, so I grew up with older brothers and sisters that exposed me to so much great music from the 50s and 60s. And this is Three Dog Night with Shambhala, a great band. On this beautiful day. And I forgot to mention, you know, when Les Paul, when I bring him on that second song with Mary Ford, The World is Waiting for the Sun to Rise. And then the sun came out right towards the end there. It's hid back in the clouds. But I'm sure, I've been told anyway, that lazy saint in the sky will be making its way out soon. It's going to be a beautiful day. So, and it's a beautiful day already because I've got two fantastic women here in studio in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, along with one of my closest advisors and dearest friends, Johnny Watermelon. And Mary Jane Sanchez won't be joining us today because she's got like a girl's doing some glamping up at the family cottage up north there near the Rapids. But she said she might be calling in from the Civic Media app. So we'll be looking for Janie. Very good friend with both here. And Johnny's also great friends with Stephanie. And that's why I invited Johnny to come along. You know, Johnny's really been one of the great ambassadors for WAUK and Civic Media in Waukesha. And really delighted to have him here, and maybe even he's contributed a little bit, but we might have to give him a mic and a set of he's got the headphones already, so he knows I'm not talking any smack about him. So, and again, can't forget the mighty Max on the board, Max Martinson here, WAUK. We're really delighted to have him and his experience for his as a young college student. And very passionate about the work. So we're glad you're here, Max.
Experience is a little debatable. I'm in the TV field rather than the radio field.
It's probably a lot easier for you to figure this out.
This is much easier, yeah. Yes.
I have a client that I have to figure HubSpot out, and I know WordPress pretty well. Like, an Egypt like me can figure out how to do graphic arts on WordPress, and I shouldn't be anywhere near graphic art, but I mean dropping photos, but HubSpot's not as intuitive. It's designed by CRM programmers, and so there's a bit more to learn. And so, I admire people like you that know your way around a studio. So,
if you ever get the chance, you should check out our Ops Day project that we did. We had some insanely cool graphics for that project.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. So. Yeah. Show me that path. Hey, and speaking of path, all my shows sit on a podcast page on WAUK Radio, so you can catch previous shows. You can catch last week's show that had Alicia's colleague, Smoking Joe Piper, 4th District Alderman. And we had retired policeman and writer and podcast host himself, Daniel O'Connell, who's become a good friend. And then we also had congressional candidate for the Democratic primary in the 5th District, Ben Steinhoff. And so it was a great one to catch if you haven't already. We had a punk rock band, a high schoolers called the Nunchucks, 2 weeks prior to that. And when Dan came on a week later, and it was great to hear this from a Milwaukee police officer that he loves punk rock. And he actually played some of the Nunchucks songs and learned about them and was rather impressed. So that's neat how we, you know, the mission here on This Week in Waukesha, as it is with Civic Media, is to build more connected communities at a local level. And we learn that there's so much more that unites us. So, and now back with Stephanie. One of the big heroes here in Waukesha, my hero, and the way that she'd overcome a really tragic situation and literally turned it on its head, bringing a victim to justice where this victim will be going away for the next 50 years. And I mentioned earlier that they found a list, and it was a list of categories, like I guess it was like maybe 20 different types of women he planned on assaulting. Can you speak to that, Stephanie?
Yes, it was a surprise to me. They brought out at the trial a list, and they put it on a big screen of women. He didn't put names, but there are women and different businesses that he was going to go get, and I can't say what he called it. But they were women that he was going to go get and do something to, and it was so shocking, and just looking at the expressions of the jury and everybody else in there. And I was told not to have an expression, just look straight ahead. And I couldn't, I you know, couldn't help myself.
But he certainly did us a favor. He basically wrote his own ticket to a long, long journey in the behind bars.
Yeah, like I said, like I said, it wasn't difficult. He wasn't, the jury wasn't out very long.
Well, we did mention there was a defense strategy. I think they were trying to pose you as somebody, you know, maybe not an upright sitter. Tell me about that, what the defense strategy was, in the, if you're comfortable talking about it in the cross-examination.
Yes. They told me ahead of time that this defense attorney was going to try to intimidate me and bring up my past. And, they told me ahead of time that this guy was really tough and he went after the victim. And he was so not intimidating. He never got up from the table. I think I intimidated him more. Yeah. He said, I don't want to I don't want to embarrass you. And I said, you won't. And, he asked me my age. I'm like, yeah, 69 and a half. And, he asked me a question. I was told yes or no, yes or no. Well, then I had to it was not a yes or no question.
Yeah.
But, anyway, he was not intimidating, but he didn't have much to work with.
It's fair to say that other women or other victims, be they male or female, could be intimidated on the stand like that when they start talking about your past or whatever. I mean, because we all have a past.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I think, I thought, what does this have to do with anything? But, I just said, he asked me a question about my past and I was honest. And so I don't know what that had to do with anything. But right. When they asked him, 14 convictions and, and he's
at age
25.
20 something. Yeah.
Yeah. 25. And four of them were in prison. They had already been arrested.
And that's like one per year since becoming a tween or since,
Right. Yeah.
So, but hey, we've got Mary Jane Sanchez on the way. She was at the cabin. There were some issues with the Wi-Fi, but there's no cell, but she figured out a way. Janie, are you there? Hello, Janie. Can you hear me? There you are. Speak up, child.
Well, I'm sitting in the far corner of the cabin because I barely have a signal, but I was able to get through, so yay.
That's great. Mary Jane's a very good friend of Stephanie Olson's, as a good friend of many of us here in Waukesha. And
I have to say that right now, two of my heroes, both you and Stephanie, are together there. And you both really are a big part of the community in Waukesha, as I am, because we love our city.
Sure.
And Stephanie, just a shout out to you. I'm so glad that you're coming forward to let the community know about your experience and that we all need to, push and move together to make changes or stand up for our rights within the city.
Thank you.
So thank you for being on the show today. So, yes, I'm up in Big Flats, Wisconsin, and my father built a cabin up here in the middle to late 70s, and so I have a girls' weekend every year, so I've got a couple of friends up here today.
Sounds good. Yeah, you have some more friends here, too. Alicia Halbin-Slavin, 11th District Alder, and Johnny Watermelon, nicest guy in town.
Oh, wonderful. We'll just have to have a big Waukesha party up here.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
You all.
So. Well, thank you. We appreciate the call. And Mary Jane, you'll appreciate this. I've been getting a lot of TikToks about boxing. I liked boxing as a kid. I don't care for MMA or some of that other stuff. I think it's barbaric. But boxing, the sweet science, there is a strategy to it. And I came across this quote from George Foreman, a heavyweight champion. In fact, whether you like boxing or not, you got to see the movie When We Are Kings. And it was a story of that iconic fight between Ali and Foreman in Zaire, mm-hmm. in the Belgian Congo, was arguably one of the greatest upsets in sports. But anyway, George Foreman says, when I was a boxer in the 1970s, I was punched in the face by Joe Frazier, knocked out by Muhammad Ali, and knocked down a few times by Ron Lyle before I got up and won. All the fights had one thing in common. When they were over, I could not remember the pain. I forgot about my weak knees, the cuts, the blood in my eyes. Without the films of my fights, I would have completely taken them out of my mind. It's the same thing when you're going through tough times. Don't let pain and disappointment lodge inside. And I saw this like the day after I met you, Stephanie, at your store. And I was like, this is Stephanie Olson here to a T.
Mm-hmm.
You're like George Foreman. of alteration.
Oh, thank you.
That's why I love her, because she's so feisty.
Yeah. So it's I think of another movie called Sleepers, which was about young boys that were assaulted in a juvenile prison.
I've seen that
and
movie.
And they came back, and it was based on The Count of Monte Cristo, and they came back and avenged each one of those prison guards that had attacked them. And one of the ways was they went after a guy that was thick with the mayor's office or something like that, and played by, I think it was Justin Patrick. Or anyway, he's given this policeman, this internal affairs guy, this whole dossier on this, because this guy became a cop after leaving the juvenile prison. And the policeman says to Justin Patrick, he says, "Hey, do me a favor. If I ever piss you off, let me know. Give me a chance to apologize." And that's kind of how I am with Stephanie. You know, if I ever upset you, give me a chance. You don't mess with Stephanie Olsen. That you did us all a favor. And I know other people said this. You did the community a favor by putting this guy away and by standing up and being courageous. And when most people would not blame you for not coming forward, given how brutal that circumstance was.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Well said, Dan. Very well said.
Thank you, Janie. Well, we're really glad you called. And I guess, Janie, while you're on the line, I can make this big announcement. Another woman of courage, of great courage, another woman of Waukesha, much of the same ilk as Stephanie Olsen, is my guest on next week's show. And we're proud that this week in Waukesha will be the first media outlet anywhere to interview this woman in her first leg of the Vindication Tour. And I'm talking about former alder, my former colleague in the city council, and former county legislator Kathleen Cummings, who went through a vicious criminal trial, was arrested for election fraud, and a lot of these. It's just a vicious couple of years, and
30 months. I think she said 30 months.
30 months.
She went through all of that,
and over $80,000 in legal fees and public humiliation and embarrassment, and she came out on top recently, less than a month ago. She was acquitted of all charges, a major victory. And as this relates to Stephanie, and we were talking about this, is Kathleen's attorney had told her, because she kept getting bullied by the prosecution to take a lower plea or to take a deal. And it seemed like in each offer there was she had to commit to never running for office again, which we learned later could be unconstitutional. But more to the point was that her attorney told her that of all the criminal trials, and this was a criminal trial in the United States, of the thousands of them, it's like 3% end up in an acquittal. So the odds are very much against her. And one of the reasons for that is because a majority of these cases try to get plead out. These prosecutors' offices, DA's office, they want to kind of move the docket, get all that inventory off, and they make deals. And so on the opposite side, or at least in a different scenario for Stephanie and for victims of sexual assault, there is a big stack of these criminals. And a lot of times they just try to move the wheels of justice in a way that maybe real justice isn't executed. Go ahead, Stephanie.
No, right. But my team, the DA's office, they were relentless. They were not going to give them any leeway. They were not going to negotiate, period. Yeah. And they knew they had a slam dunk when I doubted it, you know.
Sure.
I just didn't know because I had no proof. I thought I had no proof.
Sure.
No cameras. I mean, if I could win this case, then people that have cameras, I mean, there's people should just go for help. They have to. I mean,
yeah.
If I could, I had no proof. I thought I had no proof. And
sure.
And I won, so you have to go for help.
Yeah.
Can I make a quick point on that?
Sure.
One of the things I like to bring to people's attention about Waukesha is that we do have a system of cameras, right? I have a camera on my doorbell, and you can actually register that with the city on the city's website so that if something
Thank
does
happen.
Thank
you for happen, sharing that, Alicia. Yeah.
We can get that evidence.
That's so, good. So let's put a pin in that. And I want to hear more from Alicia Helbenslaven about that, as well as the rest of what was going on with Stephanie's trial as this week in Waukesha continues, plus more local news, including some small business bullying. In the halls of shop.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about Buy Now, Pay Later services. You might know some of these names.
Klarna, Affirm, Afterpay. These are where when you're shopping online, instead of buying something all at once, you can just pay 25% of the cost and then pay the rest off in installments. Well, turns out more and more folks are missing repayments. A recent Credit Karma survey found that 40% of buy now, pay later customers have missed their repayments. And that means fees, high interest payments, I mean like 36% interest, which turns these services from, oh, maybe useful, to, whoa, this is costing me way more than I expected. Buy now, pay later services don't help your credit score, but they can hurt it. Not worth the risk. Those companies really mean that pay later part. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
So, Ariana, we all want to say thank you to you for being so strong and so wonderful. And you've been singing a lot for us, so I think we in Britain want to sing for you. This is called Don't Look Back in Anger, and this is from us to you.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha on WAUK with your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in the WAUK studios. And that was Coldplay, a live performance of, what was the name of the song again, Maxie?
Don't Look Back in Anger.
Don't Look Back in Anger.
Originally by Oasis.
And it was, oh, yeah, that's right. It was, and I think one of the Oasis brothers, one of the Gallaghers, was on the stage there singing with Coldplay, but it was Ariana Grande. You know, around that time, had given a concert in the UK where I guess an explosion took place or a shooting or just a violent act, and that had traumatized her and filled her with guilt, even though she was, you know, clearly not responsible. But they brought her back in this concert. They she was on the stage with them. They played that song as a tribute, and you know, very similar to the theme of what was experienced here in downtown Waukesha in February of 2023, and then the recent result. You could say the vindication, the justice for Stephanie Olsen and for a lot of us, especially if we've known somebody that was victimized or were victimized ourselves. And the sun's fighting its way back out. So great stuff. But we were talking, and Alicia made an excellent point about cameras everywhere. And that's why I asked Mary Jane. Go ahead, continue, Alicia.
Yeah, you know, during the break, Stephanie was talking about how there really were cameras all over downtown, and that kind of helped with the case. You know, another unfortunate incident that happened downtown.
But the Christmas parade, yep.
Yeah,
that the assailant was caught.
Yeah, we knew exactly what his movements were because so many people do have those cameras. And I know that some people might say, oh, we live in a surveillance state. But honestly, you know, for me, it's nice, even if it's just a package arriving at home on how I know, okay, it's there. Yeah. But what it can be helpful for is when there is something really unfortunate that happens, we have clear evidence of what's going on, where that person was, what they did. And we can use that to help out the DA's office and make sure that they have a solid case. Sure.
And ask Mary Jane to stay on the phone, because when I was in the council, I served on the IT board with Mary Jane. She was a citizen member of the IT board and had some great... And when we were, there was, remember IT director Chris Pofall talked about how there are cameras throughout the city set up by the IT department that give them a great view of what's going on here. Mary Jane? Did I lose her? I see her name on the board here. So, but there was a, you know, that gas station there on White Rock and that crazy intersection there, White Rock and 18, the gas station, the owner of that gas station was murdered. And same thing, using those cameras, they were able to follow that guy in his car, the assailant, and were able to catch him. And I think, too, because he didn't know his way around Waukesha, it was somebody from out of town, that made it easier to catch them. But having that video surveillance was a huge factor. In
that's a Flock camera, right?
Yeah, so we have a variety of different types of cameras, including the Flock cameras, which have been instrumental in helping to locate stolen vehicles as well. So
my van was stolen in December on the side of my building. Oh, yeah. And they watched the camera, watched it go away.
Sure.
But they caught it. They found it in Menominee Falls by using the Flock camera.
Right.
That's
yeah,
nice. We're seeing. Mm-hmm. What's a Flock camera? Yeah.
So I can speak to that a little bit. Yeah. Okay. So the Flock cameras, they're specifically meant to identify license plates of, you know, okay, this particular vehicle was involved in a crime or it was stolen. And then they are looking specifically for the license plate. So it's not that they're just tracking everyone's movements all the time. That's definitely not the purpose. It is, we have a license plate number. We know this is what happened with that vehicle. And this is what we're trying to do to find them. So it's not the police just accessing anyone's license plate for any reason. They have to have a specific reason to track that vehicle. Mm-hmm. It can be very helpful, obviously.
Yeah.
Sure. And I think, again, there's that issue of, is it too much infringement on your personal freedoms versus are we feeling safer now that we have, you know, you hate to say Big Brother, but knowing that we've got that extra coverage,
yeah,
especially as small business owners. Now, Stephanie's had been in business here for over 40 years in downtown Waukesha. That should really be the theme of, that's why we should have Stephanie on, is to celebrate someone that's been a small business owner for that long, has survived the test of time and continues to thrive. And it's beneficial for people like you, for so many of us in our small business community. I mean, that certainly makes you feel more, I hate to say safe, but more assured that we can. And if people know this, too, then maybe they're not as inclined to commit these types of atrocities or crimes.
Right. And I've been very lucky that I've had such a great business. I mean, from day one, I was on Grand in college in 1983. That's when I opened up.
Oh, wow.
And then I bought my building 30 years ago. And it's been great ever since. Yeah.
Sure.
I've never had a slow time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, again, in your type of, you could say it's kind of a niche business.
Mm-hmm.
And people are more inclined to buy a new pair of pants instead of getting it altered or fixed. But there's still a market out there for that. I think that's terrific.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got another great hour of this week in Waukesha on this beautiful Saturday morning. And Stephanie will stay with us. Alicia Halbenslaven will stay with us. We'll talk about some downtown business news, including some bullying among local businesses that I find rather distasteful. And we want to do a deeper dive into that. Plus, Jane Mannier will be calling in from the Waukesha Farmers Market at the beginning of this next hour and giving us an update. And then she'll be calling back again at the second point. And then we're going to do the Carol Minute, honoring one of their stars who received national recognition for her 3-point shooting, and so much more here on This Week in Waukesha on this beautiful Saturday morning.
The Shaw, WAUK. Maggie Dawn.
I'm calling it now before the opinion actually drops. On Monday, the Supreme Court is going to decide that in some situations, American presidents are kings. There's no better place to hear the breakdown.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Celebrate Independence Day with Waukesha Parks Recreation and Forestry at the Fireworks on July 3rd, presented by Corey Insurance. Head out to Lowell Park for food, music featuring the decade, and a neighborhood beer garden starting at 6 p.m. Complimentary globe bracelets from Educators Credit Union are available while they last, and WAUK will play patriotic music during the fireworks on 101.1 FM. Head downtown for the parade on July 4th, presented by Corey Insurance, starting at 11 a.m. Thursday morning. See you there.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming